The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
What a fun journey it is every single time I get the honor and the privilege to fill in for Paul Feinbaum. And today has been a show unlike any other, right? I thought we came in with a game plan, and I said, all right, we're going to be talking SEC Media Days. We'll talk a little bit about the best games of the year, what we want to hear from these coaches. And all of a sudden, when I asked Gene Chizik one question about what concert he went to, and it was Gordon Lightfoot, and I had no idea who that was, all of a sudden, the Feinbaum family has sprung up and had these incredible stories about bands and concerts they saw that they didn't expect that they were going to like and all of a sudden loved. So you never know. That's what I love about this show. You expect the unexpected. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Let's go to Kentucky. Randy, thanks for joining Peter Burns here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. What's up?
Hey, Peter Burns. How you doing?
Hey man, I'm doing well. I'm learning so much about these music and these concerts that I had no idea even existed. They're blowing my mind today.
Yeah, worst concert 1979. My freshman in high school, my friend Scott and I get tickets to see Aerosmith. Those guys were so wasted they couldn't play in time. They couldn't play together. He couldn't remember the words. It was just really, really bad. Big disappointment for me. Big disappointment. But I really called to tell you the backstory of Gordon Lightfoot's song "Sundown." You don't know that song either, I guess. Sundown,
I don't. I don't. Yeah, if you could quickly summarize it, let me know.
"Sundown." Well, you know who John Belushi is.
Of course.
John Belushi died of a heroin overdose. The lady who overdosed him's name was Kathy Smith. Kathy Smith was a famous groupie, Rolling Stones, a bunch of folks, but she was also Gordon Lightfoot's girlfriend at one time, and he wrote that song about her. So not only does he do historical songs like "The Wreck of the Edmund."
Oh, I think you just dropped. But he also did something, a real world song. That's very, it's interesting, right? I mean, to me, I'm learning all types of new stuff. I'm looking forward to talking to this young lady right now here on the Paul Feinbaum Show with Peter Burns hosting today, Lolo Jones. Lolo, three-time Olympian. You've got a book out. I can't wait to get into it. And kind of what we've been talking about today is a random topic. So I'll start with this. In your life, have you ever been someone said, hey, go see this concert, and you weren't necessarily 100% on board with seeing, you didn't know the artist or their music, and at the end of the night, you were like, all right, I'm a fan. Like, consider Lolo Jones in now.
Oh, dang, what's the concert that they have in Miami? Is it Ultra Music Festival? Because it's all like dance music, no words.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and I had a time of my life.
Okay, yeah, like the EDM festival that they'll have down in Miami.
Yes.
Like it's just a bunch of glow sticks and neon colors, and
pretty
everybody
much.
Has a...
I was like, this is just not my vibe. I'm like, I don't know dance music. I don't, like, I'm not going to be on drugs. I'm like, this is going to be an awful experience, and it was amazing.
Imagine, as clean of a lifestyle you live, and you can't be without being a three-time Olympian. Lolo Jones joining Peter Burns here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. And I love the book that you got coming out, and I'm looking at the cover right now. It's called Over It, and I started doing a little research. It's How to Face Life's Hurdles with Grit, Hustle, and Grace. And Lolo, how I even got into media is I was married at one point early in my life for 5 years to my absolute sweetheart. I loved every part of it. And I came home one day, and my house was empty. And it was like I had just, you know, it was just baffling. And it was the lowest moment of my life. And at that point, I was like, I got two choices. I can either pack it up and just wallow, or I could use it as motivation to do what I really, truly want and chase a dream. Yada, yada, yada. 15 years later, here I am getting to talk to three-time Olympian Lolo Jones. So I see that, and I've used it in my mind, in my life. How has it affected you, and what's this book called Over It about?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
That's, I mean, exactly kind of how you did in your life. So I used every Olympic failure as motivation to just either break a record or do something unique, whether it was, you know, getting fourth in London Olympics, and it was like the fastest Olympic race ever in the history of the Olympics, which meant I would be an Olympic medalist to this day in any Olympics but that one. Well, I used that failure to go to a Winter Olympics and be one of the few Americans that have competed in a Summer and Winter Games. So just always trying to use those things to propel me forward and not break me down.
What's so interesting about it, Lolo, is the fact of we know you as, hey, Olympian in both winter and summer, and you've become just a great spokesperson. You're LSU great. But there had to be those moments prior to that. And your story is incredibly fascinating just from an early age. I mean, take me through Lolo Jones at 8, 9, 10 years old, those formative years. What was in your life? It wasn't just, you know, puppies and rainbows.
No. So it was, you know, I had no clue that I would ever end up being an Olympic athlete or even traveling the world. We were so poor that, you know, I was shoplifting in elementary school just to have enough food. So it was a really tough upbringing. My dad was in and out of prison throughout my childhood. We were homeless at one point. So my focus was just to try to get out of poverty. And, you know, I started running track. And I found I was good at it. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I could get a scholarship on this and be the first one in my family to go to college and get out of the cycle of poverty. And so I talk about that in my book, just how it all started, just, you know, coming from basically rock bottom to just now people know me as the successful athlete. But there was so much to overcome along the way.
The book's called Over It, How to Face Life's Hurdles with Grit, Hustle, and Grace, and it's coming out here in a couple of days. And Lola, what was that one moment? Was there ever a one moment that's kind of crystallized in your mind to where it was make or break? Like, you know, hey, I could have packed it in and this was the lowest part that you overcame?
Well, there were so many moments like that. You know, I could have packed it in after, you know, I just you go into LSU and they recruited some of the best hurdlers in the country. And I had to fight for my spot every day so that I wouldn't lose my scholarship. Or the first time I tried to be an Olympic athlete and I did not even make the final. So I was like, all right, well, I tried the Olympic thing. Maybe it's just not for me. So, I mean, I've fallen flat on my face time and time again. And it's just trying to get that motivation and energy after you have none, like after everything's been ripped away. That's been the hardest thing throughout my career, because when you have a devastating loss, it's just crazy how empty your motivation tank gets. And so by sharing my stories, I wanted to try to just encourage other people to use those failures, to use those setbacks and what I've learned over the course of my career.
And Lolo Jones joining us here on the Paul Feinbaum Show with Peter Burns in today. And Lolo, there's so many people over the last, last year and a half that have had to deal with so much in so many trials and tribulations. And you talk about that, like how do you refill that tank of want? Is there a strategy that you used? Was it a mental aspect of it? Was it, you know, any kind of tips that really kind of, you know, help crystallize that for you?
I used it all. There were times where I had to dig into the mental side. There were times where I had to dig into the physical side. There were times where I literally had to uproot everything. So I think you can't use the same tool set with different problems, and you have to keep evolving and changing and growing. Over the course of all these years and all these different setbacks, I've had to throw a different solution to each one. Adapt, you know, or die. So essentially that's what I did. And it's just funny because most people accredit success to an Olympian by having an Olympic medal. And, you know, I'm a big reader. I love reading books for motivation. And as I was reading books to gather motivation, I was like, well, where's the book about the person that's still in the fight? Because usually that's where you lose your energy. And so that's why I wrote this book, is to give people who are feeling hopeless, who are feeling frustrated and coming up short in their goals. I wrote this book for them, like, hey, I'm still in this fight. I'm not on the other side of this. I'm not like, hey, I wrote this after winning the Olympics. It's like, no, this is what I've learned in the battle, and I'm still in it. So,
what did you learn about yourself specifically throughout the process of writing a book? Because you know, you're going back in your memory bank and thinking about how all of these things kind of transformed you into this incredible athlete.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I mean, there were some things where I thought, oh, I'm totally healed from that. I processed that, we're good. And then when you dive back into those memories and you're reliving them, there's still some weeds that you have to pull. And so that was, I think, very interesting about the writing process. Also, moments where I thought I completely lost all the work I had edited on Google Sheets. And I was like, oh my gosh. I felt like I was back in college when you're working on a paper and like either your computer just bombs out or something like that. There was a day where I literally thought I had lost the whole book. So it was an interesting journey,
thank God for the autosave, right? I mean, I can remember going in college and like all of a sudden if you lost the disc or something happened and you would just lose your entire paper, you would just lose your mind. I mean, just absolutely lose your mind. Overall, obviously, with Sha'Carri Richardson, it was a crazy story. She earned so much respect in my mind for the way that she kind of stood up and handled this. What did you make of that decision and kind of just the fallout of all of it?
Well, I actually really love Sha'Carri because she went to LSU. I went to LSU. I've seen her on the track many times. So, I thought she handled it with just great poise for her age. I love that she owned up to what had happened. It's just really frustrating, everything bad that's going to happen from this. Like, she won't compete at the Olympics. She lost her spot. But I think if we focus now on the fact that she put so much attention on this rule, it's obviously an outdated rule that needs to be changed. And I think that it's because of her, like, there's going to be a big change in that category, especially for next year. So it's really frustrating to see, but who knew? Like, look how many people are talking about track and field right now because of that, you know? And, like, it's just, you know, she's so young and talented. I know that she's going to go on to just do incredible things in our sport.
It's amazing, Lolo, because as frustrating as it might be, she may end up having a bigger impact on track and just athletics and just in that conversation as a whole, more so than and had everything, quote unquote, worked out the way it was supposed to. My last question for you, Lolo, name, image, and likeness is very interesting. A lot of people, especially on this show, have always looked at it through the prism of college football players. But how might this help you know, female athletes, whether it be track or gymnastics and softball and whatnot?
I think it's huge. I mean, there is an LSU gymnastics athlete that has over 1 million followers on TikTok. So
yeah,
I mean,
Olivia
she signed
Dunn.
With Joe Burrow's agent. Yeah, so it's huge. I mean, she can start making thousands of dollars already in college, which she would because, I mean, those videos take time, effort, talent, you know. So I'm excited for this rule change. I think it's going to be very helpful to some of these female athletes. I think it's going to really help balance out the pay gap that has put a lot of more focus on like NFL or, you know, football and basketball. I think we can now start seeing more of those like Olympic sports that are maybe not seen as much because now companies will be sponsoring those athletes and as well promoting them. So I'm really excited about this ruling.
Last question quickly. Do you have a TikTok account? I'm not on it. Do you have one?
Yeah, I have a TikTok.
Okay. I'm 42 years old and someone told me, you know, hey, with the SEC stuff and football and stuff, I should get one. 42 years old is too old to have a TikTok, right? Or no?
No, it's not. Like there's, okay. I mean, there's grandmothers out there that are like going viral on TikTok.
I do feel like a grandpa, even though I got two kids under four. So there it is. All right. And I'm going to do it. And either it would be a horrible disaster or if I take off viral, I'll just say, Lolo Jones told me how to get over it and to face all my hurdles. And there it is. I could trend. The book's called Over It, How to Face Life's Hurdles with Grit, Hustle, and Grace. Lolo, thank you so much for your time and really kind of the positivity and the storytelling too.
Thank you so much for having me.
There it is, the great Lolo Jones. You heard it. Never too old. Grandma's going viral on TikTok. But again, just that story. My goodness, you know, shoplifting at an early age is to eat at night, and then you know, father's in jail. Doesn't matter. I'm gonna get out. Pulled herself up by her bootstraps, becomes an incredible athlete over at LSU and a three-time Olympian. I mean, just awesome. The book's going to be out here in a couple of days, and you can pretty much get it everywhere, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, online. It's called Over It by Lolo Jones, Facing Life's Hurdles with Grit, Hustle, and Grace. We hustle to take some more of your phone calls coming up next. 855-242-PAUL is the number. That's 855-242-7285. Remember, what concert did you go to that you didn't think you'd like and you loved? Tell me what it is next here on the Paul Feinbaum.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.